Now, you talk about the town crying. To beef up the town crying, so I could go back to the same job 6 months later or 12 months later. They may have you 1 year to act as an MC in a town crier. I was telling them the concept of them, well, if it's a Christmas gig, why don't I come back the following year as Mr. Pickwick? And I can bring the cavalry trumpet with me, do the post horn gallop, walk around with a turkey, stick raffle tickets inside the turkey. When was the last time you had a goose, madam? You know, all that sort of nonsense. And I would play the different parts, but larger in life, so I still move people around and amused and entertained them. I didn't set out to be an entertainer, but it is within me. They call it mix and mingling in the industry. You could throw me into a room with 500 people. I could go in there as Henry VIII, and I could hold the evening together. Meet and greet everybody, come alongside people, insult them, abuse them. Entertain them. The more you insult Americans, you know, they keep coming back for more. They're gluttons for punishment. But also, you can be kind. I could be tactful. I could be gentle. I could be humorous, and I can also be serious. I play it as it comes my way. But doing all the characters, I do over 40 different characters. Everything from the galloping gourmet, we'll say galloping gourmet, more like the wobbling gourmet these days. Henry VIII. I even played Sir Walter Raleigh once down in Plymouth about 2 years ago. And somebody said to me, "Look at you, 25 stone, and playing Sir Walter Raleigh." I said, "Well, you needed a bit of ballast on the Golden Hind, didn't you?" I always got an answer for it. So, you know, I played loads and loads of parts. And I am motivated by money. I'm no problem with money. I like money, and when I get offered a chance to play a part, you know, some parts are the challenges. I was asked once to play Toad Hall for a Christmas launch. Would I be the MC and bring Santa to town and mix and mingle with the public? That was over at Chooksbury, and they had their own little independent radio station in the shopping centre there. I can't remember the name of the shopping centre. Sort of an hour before Father Christmas comes. "Hello, Mr. Toad. Welcome to Radio So and So So and So." "Oh, hello. Oh, radio station. I've never been in one of these before. Oh, I say. I wish I could tell my friend all about this. Give me the microphone. Come on. And just do me a favour. Come over here. I want to show you something by the door." Well, I got this poor DJ over to the door and I pushed him out and locked it. And he's outside banging to get in. I said, "This is Toad Radio Station. Hello, Merry Christmas to one and all from the so-and-so shoplifting centre and this and that." And I carried off for about two or three minutes. A big crowd outside the radio station. And they had to get the security down. But I let them in the end. And my agent thought it was bloody fantastic. Because that's what Toad would do, wouldn't it?